The IRS is taking aim at the growing political role of tax-exempt social welfare groups. It's a category of American politics where spending has increased 80-fold in the last decade. Donors can give as much money as they want to these groups, and their names are not disclosed to the public. The IRS wants to roll back social welfare politicking after a summer of controversy over the way it treated Tea Party groups applying for tax-exempt status. NPR's Peter Overbeat reports.
Social welfare groups are also known as 501c4 organizations under the tax code, but whatever you call them, they've become favored vehicles for big donors giving big money while avoiding public scrutiny. The IRS would upset that arrangement for 501c4s. One significant restriction targets a growing activity.
Organizations who are using other organizations, who are using other organizations as a way of funneling money through.
A strategy that makes tracking 501c4 money next to impossible, says law professor Donald Tobin of Ohio State University's Moritz College of Law.
I think in many ways that's the most interesting part of the regulation.
It's also a good illustration of how social welfare groups operate in politics today and how hard it might be for the IRS to change things. Last month, NPR and the watchdog group Center for Responsive Politics analyzed the flow of money among 501c4s and focused on one low-profile organization. In 3 years, the Virginia-based Wellspring Committee gave other groups nearly $17 million. The money went all over the country for everything from state judicial elections to presidential politics. Existing law says social welfare groups have to concentrate on social welfare, not politics. The IRS proposes to define such transfers as political spending for the donor group if the recipient group does any political spending at all. Again, Donald Tobin.
This rule is just saying we don't want to play that game.
So that's one perspective. Here's another. Attorney Cleta Mitchell represents Wellspring and other conservative 501c4s. She says the proposed rule on transfers is wrong, as is the whole package of IRS proposals.
I find it highly objectionable. I think it has constitutional problems, and I think that this is something that people need to be very upset about.
Mitchell says the IRS is trying to rebuild its reputation after conservatives alleged last spring that the agency unfairly targeted Tea Party groups.
Look, I mean, I think that some of the hysterical hyperventilating that the left has done on a number of these issues, you know, has clearly been heard in the halls of the IRS.
Another critic is lawyer Jason Turchinski. His law firm's clients include the Center to Protect Patient Rights, another conservative 501c4 that disperses funds to other groups.
You know, the way they've written the rule, what it's really going to do is it's going to discourage 501c's from giving to other 501c's at all.
And that's an opinion widely shared by lawyers for liberal social welfare groups. John Pomerantz says the official notice of proposed rulemaking, the NPRM, overreaches on the transfer rules and on all sorts of other provisions affecting social welfare groups. He was speaking at a conference this week.
The NPRM is a sledgehammer that's aimed at a fly, and it's in a place with a lot of breakable stuff.
Holding the opposing view that there's more good than bad in the IRS plan are the advocates of political money disclosure. Fred Wertheimer is a longtime campaigner against secret money.
We filed a petition at the IRS 2 years ago.
A petition for an IRS crackdown on 501c4s. Wertheimer says it's badly needed.
The American people have been denied information to which they are entitled about who's paying for ads to influence their votes.
That stance was embraced this week by the nonpartisan League of Women Voters. The League is a social welfare group itself. Critics of the IRS say the League would have a hard time under the new rules. But League President Elizabeth McNamara says they are thrilled that the IRS is taking action. She said the politicking by social welfare groups has come to threaten the integrity of American elections. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.